Welcome, patrons, to our review of X-Men Origins Wolverine.
All the things in your life. Knowing that the woman you loved was hunted down. I can make all this go away.
I'm putting together a special team.
With special powers.
Join me, but you will have your revenge.
So, X-Men Origins Wolverine, released in 2009, starring Hugh Jackman, Liev Schreiber.
Schreiber?
Is that good enough?
Pretty sure it's Schreiber.
We'll go with that one. Danny Houston, Will.i.am?
What is he doing in this film?
I have no idea. Has he been in any other film since?
I have no idea.
I don't think he has. Who else is there? Dominic Monaghan from Lost.
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah. Taylor Kitsch and Ryan Reynolds, of course.
And Asher Keddy.
Oh, yeah, Asher Keddy. Yeah, I saw her there. I'm like, you, what are you doing here?
Yes, little Australian actress there.
Yeah, big Australian actress on TV.
Yeah, massive on TV with the show Offspring.
Yes, for all you Americans out there.
Do Americans watch our crappy Australian television shows?
I know the British love, like, Neighbours and Home and Away.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's, like, huge over there.
Really?
Massive.
Jesus.
Yeah. Anyway, this is directed by Gavin Hood, who I looked him up. This movie's not even in his, like, four of the known four.
Really?
He did Rendition. You know that film? It's got Jake Gyllenhaal and Reese Witherspoon.
Nope.
And he did something else. Oh, Eye in the Sky. Did you hear about that one a couple years ago? Nope, that's about it.
Oh, Eye in the Sky, the like the enemy of the state sort of thing.
I don't know. It's got Helen Mirren in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all he did. Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking Eagle Eye with Shia LaBeouf.
You're butchering some names today.
Just his. I've never been able to say it. Is it Boof?
Shia LaBeouf. LaBeouf? LaBeouf? Who cares?
Anyway.
Moving on. So this film had a budget of about $150 million, grossed about $180 million in America, 13th for the year, and grossed about $373 million worldwide for 15th for the year.
Pretty standard.
Yeah. Nothing. It's not breaking any barriers there, but it got its money back. It did all right. Speaking of money, Hugh Jackman made $25 million for this movie.
Really?
Massive. That might not be. Is that massive, actually, for an actor's salary?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's big?
Oh, yeah. Cool. 25 million, for sure.
Nice. Good on him. Well, you know, he's coming back for the movie Wolverine.
The movie doesn't exist without him. Like, he carries the entire film.
Jeez, I wonder how much he makes for, like, all the other ones. What do you reckon he made for the first one? Like, a free trip to America?
$250,000?
Less? Yeah,
probably less.
I don't know. That's interesting to see what he would have made.
Probably would have done it for free, just to get his name out there.
I wonder what he made for Logan. What do you reckon was his biggest one? Do you reckon it's this? I mean, this would have been, what, is this peak X-Men in terms of, like, box office? Because they just came off Last Stand, which, you know, made a lot of money. Do you reckon they've got him? And this is, and like you said, this is his movie. Do you reckon he made the most for this?
I mean, I guess, like, I'm thinking, when you first said that, I thought, surely not. But when you think about it, he's in, obviously, Days of Future Past, but as you say, it's not his movie. There's a huge cast in that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Logan is the main character, but that wouldn't have had the budget that these big action blockbusters would. So, yeah, I think you could be right.
Interesting. Well, why don't we keep an eye on his salary for the next couple of movies?
Yeah. What do you reckon he gets paid for, like, a two-minute cameo?
Couple of hundred.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee, wouldn't that be nice?
just a quick little fuck off in first class, get you, you know, yep. 100K per word.
Yeah.
Speaking of Hugh Jackman, he did undergo a high-intensity weight training regime to improve his physique in this role, as if it needed improving already.
Did you
already.
Say resume?
Yeah, regime.
It's regime. Resume.
Resume.
Did he put that resume on his resume?
It's regimen. Regimen.
There's no N at the end.
A regimen.
I don't think regimen is a different word to regime.
Yeah, isn't regime something to do when you're like conquering something?
No, I don't think so.
This is regimen. A regimen is a routine that you do.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting off topic once again. Yeah, he basically altered the program to shock his body into change and also perform some cardiovascular workouts this time as opposed to the other ones where he's just, you know, beefcaking, trying to bulk up.
I mean, he's huge in this.
Yeah, but he needed to trim that fat so that the veins and the actual muscles would stand out.
Yeah, well, you starve yourself and you dehydrate your body, which is what bodybuilders do, and all your veins pop out.
It's what he did for Logan.
Yeah, I remember reading about that probably around the time this was coming out, about all that extreme, you know, physical stuff he was doing. And it shows, like, he looks fantastic.
Talking himself up as well, he did mention that there were no digital touches when they filmed the shot of him coming out of the water all growly. He's like, no, that's all legit. That's all me. They didn't do anything there. So, all right, we get it. It must have had an impression on other people because Liev Schreiber was going to put a bodysuit on to, like, try to be the same size as Hugh Jackman, like Vinnie Jones did for Juggernaut. But he was like, no. I'm going to do this properly. Like, so Hugh Jackman got him involved. He got him on a program, pretty much beefed him up to the point where he put on an extra 40 pounds and actually had to buy all new clothing because he put on like a massive amount of size on his back.
Yeah, looking at Liev in this film, I did think that he looked in good shape. Yeah. But
he was mostly wearing overcoats and stuff. He didn't actually show off his muscles or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe he could have done the bodysuit, but he personally was like, no, I'm going to do this right.
I think he looks stupid enough already.
Okay. Did you hear that Brian Cox was actually interested to come back as William Stryker?
I mean, why wouldn't he be?
He was considering maybe, hey, guys, why don't you just use that digital mapping? Oh, God, no, we're trying to get away from that.
Get out.
Did you see who wrote this?
Yes, I did. Was it Kevin Feige?
No.
The Game of Thrones guy. Benioff.
Yes. David Benioff wrote
David
this.
David Benioff. I saw
the
that.
The guy who wrote Game of Thrones wrote X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Well, you know, you got to start
somewhere. He actually wanted to do an R-rating movie, but it was actually Hugh Jackman said there was no need for an R-rating for this film. Keep it at a PG-13.
Okay. I mean, all these movies are just wasted.
I'm actually glad they didn't do an R-rating here because then you wouldn't have had as big an impact on a better film of Logan. You imagine an R-rating for this film? It would have tarnished the R, I reckon. They were like, no, you can't do an R superhero film. You wouldn't have got Deadpool. You wouldn't have got Logan.
Oh, we got Deadpool.
Okay. Oh, boy.
We would have had our first R-rated Deadpool movie.
Yeah, speaking of Deadpool, so many comic book fans were very unhappy with the way Deadpool was portrayed in this movie. Even Ryan Reynolds, as we've known from all these years with him just like bashing this movie for Deadpool and for his portrayal of Green Lantern as well. He actually went on to say that the reason why they thought they could do the Deadpool movies was because the timeline was reset in Days of Future Past coming up where they could wipe the slate clean. He was like, oh, we can't go do Deadpool movie now because look what happened. No, once the timeline got reset, he's like, all right, let's do it. This worked perfect.
I don't know about that. I don't think they needed an excuse for that.
No, they probably didn't, but they used it.
Who cares about this bloody timeline in these movies?
This timeline's so fucked up.
Like you look at, you know, the brothers of Victor and James, all right? Legitimate blood brothers. You look at X-Men 1. Like, they are not brothers in that. Even the appearance, like, they made no... Oh, they didn't make no. They put these stupid accentuated teeth in Victor. But You look at how Sabretooth looks in X-Men 1. Like, he looks like an animal. Whereas this guy just looks like a normal guy with some bigger teeth.
The thing is, like, just cutting into the movie now, the very first scene where they're young, the fake dad, apparently, is played by Peter O'Brien, an Australian actor who looks exactly like Hugh Jackman. Did you not pick this up?
No.
I thought, when I first saw him, like, is that Hugh Jackman?
Is that Hugh Jackman's actual dad?
Like, it could have, like when the other dad, the real dad, apparently says, he's not your dad, I'm like, bullshit, that is his dad, and that is clearly, this is clearly a Liev Schreiber dad. Like, yeah, that's what I thought was going to come back up. Like, the fact that he says, oh, no, I am your real dad. It's like, then why does this guy look exactly like him?
I don't know. But that line that he says, it's laughably bad.
There's a lot of laughably bad lines in this film.
Are we calling him Logan or James?
Logan. We never called him James.
Well, his name in this film is James for most of it.
Yeah, and let's deviate from that and go with the better version, Logan.
When Logan, like, stabs his real dad... And the dad looks at him and he's just like, he wasn't your father, son. Like, what? And that looks so left field. It's never really talked about.
Like, it's not talked about again.
What is going on here? Like, he's sick and then, oh, you were sick when you were young. Like, since when do mutants get sick when they get their powers? Like, there's none of this.
I just couldn't believe that they went with this. No, this Liev Schreiber-looking guy... basically Sabretooth looking dad who looks exactly like Sabretooth and nothing like Logan, yet this other fake dad just looks the epitome of Hugh Jackman. I was so confused. I'm like, is this going to come back where it actually turns out that guy was his actual dad and these guys are, what, half brothers only by mum? No, they if they're going to do this, why have a Hugh Jackman lookalike as the fake dad? It's ridiculous.
That's a fair point. just to increase the huge twist before the opening credits.
Oh, God. Give me a break. We can obviously tell our thoughts on this movie aren't the best.
No, it's...
Same with Hugh Jackman. He actually expressed some disappointment over this movie, saying it fell a bit short of his expectations. He felt he didn't do the Wolverine character justice. And, yeah, he basically went out to make the Wolverine better in the James Mangold film in a couple of years.
Is that the next film or is it First Class?
No, First Class is next.
Because I've barely seen the Wolverine.
Yeah, I've seen it once. Very Japanese style. Yakuza, samurai. I saw it once samurai. And slept
through half of it, so.
Ooh, might get some fresh takes from you then.
Wow. It's a first for everything.
Did you remember about the bootleg copy that came out?
Of this film?
Yes.
No.
You didn't know anything about it?
No. I remember being super excited for this film though. Like I would have watched the trailer a lot. That shot of him launching himself into the helicopter and then walking away with the explosions, that was all over the trailer. I fucking loved it.
Well, yeah, they actually did have a bootleg copy that got leaked online, had no watermarks, and there was a lot of CGI missing out of it. So, like, when you'd see, like, the claws weren't even there at certain points of the movie. And it was, like, one of the first films that got, you know, released online like that. Like, basically what you see everywhere these days now.
Okay. Because I remember back in the day of VCDs, bootleg copies of movies were around long before this.
Yeah, but this is one of the ones that highlighted the fact that you could download these movies illegally, basically. This got 4.5 million downloads.
I remember having a PG-rated version of Swordfish on VCD,
okay.
Which basically meant no tits and no swearing.
I mean, I can not have one of those things. Still continuing the story of how bad this film is, Gavin Hood actually said that the scripting process was a mess. Actually said this was a mess and that portions of the screenplay were actually rewritten as the movie was filming. They were continuing this. That's a very bad sign.
Oh, it's not good.
We were actually supposed to get a Magneto and a Professor X origin story after this. This was the process. But after, you know, the critical unsuccess of this film, they scrapped it and that's when they went to First Class.
Yeah, well, I guess you can say we did get the origin story because that's basically what First Class is.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, they must have put it into the same movie and added more to it.
Made it more of an X-Men film. But I mean, yeah, you look at First Class, it is the origin story of Magneto and Professor X.
A good one at that.
Yeah, for sure.
But apparently not with this one because this got an average of 6.6 over 430,000 ratings.
Which is 0.1 less than The Last Stand, if I remember correctly.
That's right. All right, let's get into it. We've already spoken about the first scene.
Let's get into the opening credits. How great are they?
That is actually a very standout scene in this film. I really enjoyed
they're fantastic.
Like all the different wars they go through. That was great.
Saving Private Logan.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, I don't remember that scene where Sabretooth like, basically crawled up the bloody hill. Did I see that in the background? Is that a deleted scene?
No, that was really good. But here's one of my biggest issues with this film is these guys, so they do timestamp the first scene as being 1845.
Mm-hmm.
And so these guys have been together, they're past the Vietnam War. So you're talking 130 years of history of, you know, like being together.
Yeah.
Like they're together with everything you see. They're together. Like they're closer than brothers. Like these, you think about one person's life, you might have 40, 50, 60, whatever years of like adult life with someone. These guys are putting in some serious years here.
Yeah.
Like these guys must be so close, it's not funny.
And doesn't come off that way.
No.
It doesn't.
Like, they have so little chemistry, these two, it's not funny.
It definitely comes off as like they've known each other for a couple of years. They're okay. They're buds, but...
Like, when Logan walks away, there's no feeling of, gee, he's going to miss his best friend.
Yeah, that he's been with for, 130-odd years. It's like, nah.
I don't know. Like,
you're not that dead inside.
And I thought that, despite that, I did think that Victor's reaction to just... you know, go out and seek revenge, basically, was over the top.
Even the setup to show that he is the loose cannon and he's the one to look out for where he goes mental in the Vietnam section.
Yeah.
Seemed a little tacky.
Yeah, so we are introduced to William Stryker.
Yes, again. Danny Houston.
And, what's he in?
No idea.
He looks very familiar, though.
I couldn't even.
Yeah, but we do get this little sort of...
Ah, the proposition. There you go. How do you not know him from The Proposition?
Okay. I'm not sure I understand your tone here.
You're a big fan of The Proposition, aren't you?
It's a good film, yeah.
Yeah. That's probably where I know him from.
Okay.
But I had to look it up, of course.
Of course.
Off the top of my head, man, he would be shit to play in the IMDb game.
No, but you get the anti-X-Men team here with your, you know, your
Will I Am.
Your Will I Am.
your big, weird, massive bloke.
Yep.
Who I didn't realize turned out to be that big blob later when...
The Blob?
Yeah.
That's his name.
The big blob thing. He doesn't like to be called Blob, all right? Show some respect.
Man, that scene was funny.
Really?
When he said Bub.
Oh, okay, that was funny.
And
yeah.
He's just, like, you don't call me Blob.
He's like, well, I didn't say that.
What?
That was funny. The rest of that scene was utter shit.
Yeah, of course, but...
As is this movie. But back to the infiltration team. Of getting the adamantium rock, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Really, really stupid.
Yeah.
Especially Deadpool with his swords.
Oh.
Just hitting away all the bullets.
Oh, shit.
It's just like, stupid.
Yeah. Like, even when they're outside and you got, basically Deadshot in the X-Men world with his guns and he just, shoots everything perfect, does flips in the air, like.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah. His powers are bad.
Yeah. But yeah, Logan quits the group after they all start to get a little bit savage.
He does. And we get a 6 years later.
And he turns out to be Dexter.
Yeah. Turns out to be the lumberjack.
Interesting. I did read that Michael C. Hall was going to be play a role in some part here. I forgot what it was, but he was very close to playing some big role in this movie.
Okay. I'm not sure what it would be.
But yeah, you see he's got a missus here. He's settled down.
Yeah. Good for him. Hey, did you notice Michelle Williams in this?
No.
Is she in it?
No, is she?
I swear she... If it's not her, it is a lookalike. At the carnival where they're doing the...
Oh, the girl. That's not her. Are
you sure?
It's absolutely not her.
Man, it looked like her.
I don't think it did at all.
Oh, the Hobbit. Yeah, his little light show, which was stupid. Like, this character is someone who need not be in this film.
Half of them don't need to be.
Yeah, but him especially, like...
They need him there to show Victor is bad and he's going around killing them.
Yeah, I didn't care.
I didn't care either. I don't care about any people in this film. This is a very poorly made, written, everything film. I was not entertained at all in this film. Aside from that war scene at the start, like the credits, it was super downhill from there, like massive slant, big drop off.
Yeah, very corny story from the wife about the moon. And they end up on this word, Kuaichuatu or something. And it's like, what does that mean? It means Wolverine. And you just see him like gloss over. And it's like, shit like this. It's just lazy. Like he doesn't become Wolverine and get called the Wolverine because some fake wife fucking told him a story about the moon. Like it's because he acts like a fucking Wolverine, you know, in the wild.
I didn't remember.
He's a beast.
I didn't remember too much about this film. I forgot about this woman character. The fact that, or the fact that she came back in halfway through the film.
Yeah, I forgot about that as well.
The fact that she like touches the guy on the arm and he just walks away. I'm like, oh, she's a mutant. Like, this is a setup. Like, I didn't know. I forgot about that. But as soon as that happened, I'm like, she's dodgy. She's in on this.
Okay. I did not pick up on it.
Really?
Like, I saw it and I thought, that's weird. Like, it just fits with this shit film where, you know, she just comes out. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's gone. Like,
what? Nah, it was very suspicious. They did the close up on the hand on the shoulder. I'm like, she's, there's something with her.
Mm.
But yeah, apparently she quote unquote dies. Definitely felt a lot like Magneto's story in X-Men Apocalypse, did it not? The old wife, the girlfriend dies.
Yeah,
and you get the Wolverine scream into the air. No!
Well, it's the same one that bloody the kid Wolverine did at his house as well, which we glossed over. He's stupid, like on his knees, arms out, looking at the sky. Very Darth Vader in Revenge of the Sith. No.
Oh, it did not have that emotional impact on me. I was just laughing like, come on.
It was just like, I know she comes back, which is why we couldn't see it. But in the moment, he just runs. Oh, first, we get another Logan running through the forest again.
He loves running through forests.
Oh, but when he saw the body, I was like, gee, it's like such a cheap way of doing it. Like, to not even see it. Like, again, I know why. But in the moment, I was like, gee, this is lazy.
You want to talk about lazy? This fight, first fight between Logan and Victor out the front of this bar, we already know what it's like. The CGI in this is very poor. Very poor. So much so that, like, they knock the big logs off the truck and they just fall flat. Surely there's some sort of, like, bounce, ricochet. These all just go boom and they just stop as they fall. And I was like, come on, let's get a bit of realism to this. I did ask you in the first X-Men movie about his claws. What do you think of his claws in this movie?
I preferred them when they were bone.
They look embarrassingly bad in this film.
Especially that mirror scene.
Oh.
I don't understand how this got through. Like, they look like someone's drawn them, like they're cartoon.
It looks like a scene out of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, trying to mix human with cartoon.
I just don't understand how you've got X-Men 1 when they look fantastic. And here you have a movie, 3-4 movies later, the budget's bigger and they look that much worse. I just don't understand how that happens.
Do they just not give a shit? Like, I don't understand either. With something that they're trying to get, this is like, they're trying to do like another origin trilogy here. They like we said, they've got Magneto and Professor X coming on. Mm. Don't you think they want to make these as best as possible? It just doesn't make any sense. But him getting the adamantium in his body, what'd you make of this whole scene?
I mean, I liked seeing the needles going to his face and all that stuff. I thought it was actually not a bad scene.
I thought it was good.
I just don't buy that Logan would believe that Stryker is against Victor.
Yeah.
Like, they were together as a team. I don't understand how he would ever be so dumb to think that Stryker's not in it. And he even says, like, you show up and the next day, like, my wife's dead. It's like, yeah, no shit, they're together.
Yeah, think about it.
That big twist where, like, they're working together for Logan. It's like, what? He's not dumb.
It must have to do with the, like, that human emotion of rage he has in him. He's just not even thinking straight. He just thinks, Victor did this. I'm going to kill Victor. This is the best way for me to do it. I'm just going to get this stuff in my body and go on a rampage.
And then we get this really weird mention of, all right, delete his memories. And, like, Logan hears it and breaks out. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, that was stupid.
What?
Stupid.
Like, they struggled so hard to get it so that he would not remember this.
Yeah. Or for him to break free, for him to go berserk mode and run out of there with them against him. That is the only way they could do it.
They really struggled. And when they said that and he broke out, I was like, hold on, he hasn't forgotten everything. But then that's a bit later. Let's talk about it now. A bit later, it's like, oh, the adamantium bullets, if you shoot him in the head, he'll lose his memory. What? Like, that makes no sense.
The only way that would make sense is if the bullet destroyed the memory portion of his brain.
Yeah, it's like...
And then it would heal with the memories gone. But, like, where are they shooting? Like,
exactly. That's not...
The memory isn't part of the whole brain.
Yeah, it's like the brain is the same thing as the memory. If we shoot brain, aka memory, his memory will be deleted.
It could be like,
doesn't make
careful,
any sense.
If you shoot him in the head in the right spot, he could lose his cognitive dissonance and he'd have to learn how to walk again.
Yeah.
No, that's not how it is. It's just memory.
Yeah.
It's so convenient. This movie is not smart. It is very dumb.
Mm. I did like the scene where
he was nude. Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, that was nice. But he's talking to the old couple in the barn.
Oh, what, she stood in front of the window?
Yeah.
And you're like, I wonder what's going to happen here.
Okay, I didn't see it coming.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I was just like, all right, they're having this chat. But like, she fucking gets shot.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, this poor old lady.
Dude, we had this convo in the Die Hard one where they had the angle where he's sitting in the car and you're like, you know that a car's going to crash into him.
Yeah.
This was the exact same thing.
They weren't in a car.
No,
so
but she's standing in front of
same
she's
thing,
standing in front of a barn window and you're like, I was like, she's going to get shot here. And then straight away, boom, she gets mowed down.
Okay.
I can't believe you didn't pick up on that. Well, I thought that was so obvious.
I gather that from your explanation. Yeah, so we get this big fight.
Oh, this is terrible. This is just so much green screen shit.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
There's a lot of green screen in this movie that is very, very noticeable. And sort of with stuff that you don't realize would be green screen.
Well, this is, 2009? I think this is where these big action green screeny movies are really front and center before they went back to the more gritty, dark, real action films. Like, perfect example, Logan. Like, that's... There's, fuck all green screen and that, and that's all legitimate practical action, basically, where this is like Hugh Jackman sitting on a motorbike in front of a, big green backdrop. It's so poorly done, the whole thing. I did not enjoy the action in this. It didn't pump me up. I wasn't entertained. I was just watching it going, really?
You know
what
was
bad?
You know what was entertaining, though? You know, you're watching this really bad movie and you're thinking, all right, come on, what can make it better? Cyclops.
Holy shit.
This first scene where... It does not connect with the rest of it. It's just him at school.
Like, why are you here?
What is this? It was terrible.
What I picked up on, you talk about awful timelines, weird continuity. How does Cyclops not remember Logan in X-Men if he's seen him here? If Logan was the one to break him out of this prison, how does he not remember him in, 20 years?
He's got a blindfold on.
He's got wearing sunglasses with his eyes open.
When he breaks him out of the prison, he's got this big black blindfold on.
Does he take that off at any point?
When he blasts out of the place.
Okay, I stand corrected. Fair enough.
That's right.
Well done, Dean. Defending this movie.
Back to Cyclops.
No.
You see Sabretooth.
Oh, this is
running around.
Where is everyone in this school? Did they just go, you're right, you're in detention, you're right on the board, and everyone's going home. Goodbye, lock up when you're done.
I just, every time Victor got on all fours and ran, it was so bad.
Yes.
Like, I'm just like, what is he doing? And it's not like it's any quicker. Like, he doesn't actually get closer to Cyclops in that point. I was like, why are you doing this? He's
you're
like,
embarrassing yourself, mate.
Oh, it's rough. Now we get Gambit thrown in.
Wait, you get professional poker player Daniel Negreanu in the background.
I know, and he's so, like, blink and you miss it. Like, he's in, like, a two-second shot.
This is the peak of, like, poker celebrity at this time. No wonder he's in this film. No wonder people who know poker, Phil Hellmuth was supposed to be in this film as well, but he couldn't at the time, so they just got Negreanu.
Just got Negreanu.
Yeah, I know, fair enough. He's a very, like, he's still one of the biggest poker players in the world.
And he's someone who craves celebrity as well.
Oh, yeah, he wants the spotlight.
Yeah, he really does.
So, yeah, when I saw this the first time, and he was in there, I'm like, oh, it's Negreanu, cool. And now I'm like, oh, man. Because he was in a Katy Perry music video as well.
Playing poker?
Yeah. Something about the Vegas. You know,
I know the Katy Perry songs? No,
I do not. Okay. Well, there was that one where they're like, the music video is them in Vegas doing shit and the Negreanu's in it a couple of times playing poker. Yeah. Moving on. Gambit. Taylor Kitsch. Do you ever watch Friday Night Lights?
Nah.
You're not a big American football guy, are you?
I'm not a big sports in movies guy or real life.
True.
For that matter.
But that's what he's from.
Okay. Is he good?
Yeah, he's good in that show.
Is he in any other movies?
John Carter.
Never saw it.
True Detective season 2.
Is he the main guy in John Carter?
Yeah.
Oh, unlucky, Taylor Kitsch. Very unlucky. Now, they wasted another opportunity with Gambit, obviously. Poor portrayal. No Cajun accent.
Was he supposed to have a Cajun accent?
Yes.
I don't know these things. Does that really matter?
He's meant to have a super thick, I can't even do it, but super thick accent.
Cajun? What is that?
He's Cajun. That's what he is.
What area is that from? Like South America? Africa? I can't even do it. I have heard that my impressions are quite good. I could do it if I'd heard it.
Heard from one person.
We get the shitty fight with Victor and Will.i.am. What's his name? Is it Will.i.am?
No. I did write it down, but I don't remember it. Yeah, don't know.
How much of a dick do you have to be to change your name from William to Will.i.am?
Is that what he did?
I think so.
Okay.
It's probably not William. It just spells William. One thing I did
like
not like.
Flo Rida.
What was his name? Florida?
It was.
No. Better not have been. If it was, I don't blame him. Yeah. We're talking about bad CGI still. When Wolverine is trying to get Gambit down off the side of the building.
And he's doing the cut.
And he's clawing at the ladder. I'm like,
forever?
Oh, wow. Like,
how long was this ladder?
That went on forever. I looked at it. I'm like, people actually saw this and said, yep, thumbs up. Let's put this in the movie.
It's a shame. A damn shame. And here we get the twist that the wife's alive, which I didn't expect.
Before that, you get that cliched scene where the big major general is telling Stryker, you're a loose cannon. I'm shutting this place down. And of course, he's got to turn around and stab him with a big fucking knife to show how much of an asshole villain he is. You see that type of shit in all these movies.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Like, I didn't even make any notes on that because who cares? But
no, I'm putting that forward because of how lazy this is.
Okay, the big problem I had with it is you get this mid-credit scene where Stryker is getting questioned over the Colonel's murder. Like, that's his big comeuppance. Like, they see him walking. You know how he gets told, walk until your feet hurt and then keep walking? Well, someone, like, army people go and pick him up, and they're like, Stryker? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, we need to speak to you about the murder of Colonel whatever. And I was like, what? Ugh. Who cares?
I must have missed that. I did see the very end credit sequence where you had Deadpool, oh, he's still alive, he's reaching out for his head, and you see Ryan Reynolds' eyes open up, and his mouth is open, and he goes, shh. I'm like, oh, wow, that's how you end it? That's worse than X-Men Last Stand.
Wow. I actually didn't see that end credit scene. I had a different end credit scene. I had Logan in a bar.
Did you watch the special edition?
I don't know. I had Logan in a bar, and he's drinking.
Sounds good. Sounds better already.
He's drinking a shot, and then it pans out, and he's in Japan.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's much better.
Yeah, I thought that was all right.
That's a much better tease. Like, ooh, what's he doing in Japan?
Yeah, exactly.
This one was like, oh, this guy's still alive. This shit thing is still alive. But hey, you want to talk about the great relationship and chemistry between Logan and Victor? He just can't kill Victor here. That is the struggle he's got. He smashes him out the window, and he's ready to kill him, but he can't do it. He can't do it. Oh, so touching.
I do love how easily Logan defeats Victor now. Because that fight with the logs was the one time where Victor actually sort of got the best of him. Every other time, Logan kicks his ass really, really quickly.
Is that's the one with the bones? That's the first time you see them fight. But after he gets the adamantium, yeah, he's much more powerful.
It just smashes him. It's good.
Dean, let's talk about Deadpool. what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's real. And it's this big reveal. Like, why? I mean, it's been said 100 times before, but Deadpool, his main draw is his mouth. And I must say, when Ryan Reynolds is, like, playing Wade.
When he's playing Ryan Reynolds.
He's good in the elevator. Like, yeah, you can see how he fits his character really, really well.
Yeah.
Like, he's got that great smart-ass, you know, mentality and attitude, and it's perfect fit. And then when you see him appear and he's got his mouth sewn shut, it's like, oh, I guess Straker did shut you up after all or whatever. It's like, oh.
It's so terrible. On. It's so bad. Just not even just the character, but the fight on the top of the big silo. It's...
Why did they go up there?
I have no idea.
Like, why did Logan climb up there?
No idea.
I don't get it.
I don't get anything in this film.
And it's like, okay, he climbed up there. He looks down like, yep. Like, was he trying to get away from him?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, that whole fight scene, that whole CGI green screen, terrible, shitty fight scene. It's bad. I'm so tuned out on this film by this point. I just want it to end.
Yeah. And even worse, why the fuck would Victor save Logan?
Because he didn't kill him. You save me, I'll save you. That is 130 years of friendship there, of brotherhood.
Nobody kills you but me.
What? Yeah, it's terrible.
Come on. And then they obviously chop Deadpool's head off. Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Deadpool, with those powers, would destroy both of them so
quick. Wouldn't he just grow a new head? Or his head would grow a new body? A la good Deadpool?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
What do you mean? He got torn in half in Deadpool 2 and grew legs.
Half which way? Yeah, the legs, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, Logan gets a bullet to the head.
And Gambit saves the day?
Yeah, where did he come from? I know he drops him off. Where is he throughout the rest of this fight?
I don't know. He's a weird character in this.
Yeah, he's very underused. He's in, what, two scenes, and he's done.
Speaking of random, though, I did not remember that Professor X was in this film.
Oh, no, don't you mean fake disgusting, looking Professor X, the one from the first scene of X-Men Last Stand? Like, who the fuck is that? Ugh.
And that about wraps up this movie.
Yeah. Final thoughts, mate?
Final thoughts. Worse than Last Stand. I mean, it's not unwatchable. Like, I wasn't, like, bored. There were parts that are so bad it's good. Like, I was watching it like, man, this is so... Especially the graphics. Like, you got to laugh at how bad they look now. Hugh Jackman, he's good. Like, he's not... I think he's better in this than he was in The Last Stand. And, yeah, I mean, I give it 2 stars.
Because he has something to do here. This is his movie. Last Stand, he was just crying over Dark Phoenix.
Yeah. All right, Hendo, what about you?
This is garbage, this film. There's some good things to it. The running war montage, that is very, very good. Biggest highlight of the movie. The big scene where he gets his adamantium, I really like that. But the rest of it, it's terrible CGI action. It's just not believable in that sense. The characters are terrible. The dialogue is shit. I don't care about anyone in this film, even Wolverine. Like, Hugh Jackman, he's okay, and he puts on his Wolverine performance. It's not a good film. I didn't care about his plight in this film. Everyone in this film is not interesting. It's an X-Men film. It needs to be action. There needs to be action in this film.
There's action in this film.
No, but okay, there needs to be good action is what I was supposed to say. And none of this is good. I was not entertained at any point in this film. I give this 1.5 stars.
Okay,
that's going to do it for X-Men Origins Wolverine. Now, next week, we're taking a break from the X-Men film series because we owe you guys a little Q&A, a little AMA. Daniel and Dean.
AMA. Okay.
An AUA, ask us anything. We have got our questions already from our top tier patrons. So next time we're going to be rattling off a ton of questions about anything they want to ask, whether it be movies.
Please be movies.
Personal life questions, you know, to a degree. We'll see what we've got. A little mixed bag, hopefully.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, patrons, for your patronage. You know, we love you all.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next week for our
Q&A.
That's right.
Bye.